at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The Lord has
morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. We're continually excited to present Real Talk discussions. Yes, we have a variety of different topics that we talk about, dynamic principles based on the messages and the worship to God that we can show extravagant right respect by keeping it real. Yes, we believe in the one accord move. Yes, we believe in the total devotion. Yes, we believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And yes, we're going to keep it real today that with open arms, you, me, together, we can demonstrate God's love, keeping it real by letting our concern for another be greater than the concern for ourselves. Yes, that they could have every opportunity, that they could have every chance, that they could have every blessing in their lives, that through their work in charity, it came by our work in charity. Now the work of charity goes like a rushing wildfire in this country, then our world. Yes, we need to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. That means all it is reaching the lost and unsaved to come to him and accept him as my personal Lord and Savior. How more real can I keep it this morning that with him, I can do all things? After that, there's nothing else, because without him, I can do nothing. And it is, I don't even have to waste my breath to even speak a word out of my thought process, because I know once I separate myself, keep it real, from Jesus, I'm nothing. I'm right back where I was, who I used to be, and doing the things I used to do, but keeping it real with me every morning. No, I have to stay in him so I can be like him. Yes, keep it real with yourself before you can ever keep it real with anyone else. That's what we do here on Real Talk with Pastor E. This morning is a dynamic morning, as always. We're continually bringing on dynamic, real talk guests here on the broadcast to share real visions, real purpose, real moves of God that are going on in and through their lives, not just talking a good game, but by operating under that same premise of staying in Christ, and I can do all things, but without him, I can do nothing. I think we need to make that shirt. But anyway, I want to introduce and bring on board right away our guest. I'm going to call her our guest co-host for Real Talk with Pastor E today, and that is the mighty woman of God. This is not her first time here on the network. She's family, actually, but I want to present to some and present to others Dr. Serena Washington, and she has many businesses. I'll let her share that herself, but good morning, woman of God. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Oh, come on. Do you have to ask? Blessed?
I know, blessed. I'm blessed as well. Just blessed for being on the show today.
Amen. Well, we're gracious to have you back again, and I know God is continually to catapult you. That's the word that just came up, into different levels of your ministry and your business. But for those that are meeting you for the first time, could you just take a moment and introduce yourself to those that are just getting to know Dr. Serena here on the Now Network?
I want to say that my name is Dr. Serena Washington. I am a minister for God in Christ Jesus. Second of all, I want to say that I'm excited about being on the show today, because I'm not only a minister for Jesus, but I'm a prophetic writer as well. And through my prophetic writing, just a bio of myself, I became a publisher. And from stepping out on faith, listening to God as he spoke to me to become a publisher for the body of Christ, he is now raising me up to another level, and that is to be able to offer the body of Christ consulting. Mm. And the reason why I'm offering consulting, because first of all, I'm a coach and a consultant, and it's a hybrid company where you can get everything that you need done at once. So I would like to tell you about the many businesses I have, but the best way to explain it is to talk about the consulting. With consulting,
I was going to bring that up, because I see you took two words. Because I know you've been a consultant, and I know you also have been a coach, but you take those two words together and you have coach. Have you guys submitted that to Webster yet? Coach Sulting. You need to make a mark on that before somebody else steals that idea. I love that. I love that that idea. But go ahead. Tell us about Coach Sulting. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it was really, when I saw that, it was just so creative. And that's what the body of Christ needs to know. We need to make some new things up, something never, ever done before. Go ahead, Dr. Coach Serena.
Okay, sir. I'm excited about what you're saying because I get that a lot. They ask me, they say, I never heard of a Coach Shelton before. Well, actually, I'm a certified coach. I actually went to school to be certified as a coach. And the reason why I picked Coach Shelton is because I not only help my clients publish books, but I help them to figure out the best way to get their books out there as far as advertising, because, you know, I'm a coaching and advertising company. So what I do is I offer them the software that I have, and I also offer them different ways to publish their work supernaturally, which means on the Internet. Now, with that being said, yes, sir. With that being said, I have websites that you pay one fee for and you own them for the rest of your life, never pay another fee again in your life. And I also offer university setups where you can own your own university as well.
Mm. So you mean, so, I mean, you're talking to you we're going to be talking to a various amount of people today. That there's someone out there that have already heard that, you know, you're speaking life into writing books. They may be sitting on a book, and we've been, this has been on fire here on the network, is that there's a lot of people out there that have a story that has a ministry in them that get it out. So listen, those listeners out there, to be encouraged by the woman of God on how you can write a book, but not also write it, publish it, get it marketed, get it put out on all the different areas of Amazon and things like that. I know Dr. Serena can help you with that. But also this university. Now, you're saying if I wanted to start a university, a Now Network University, let's call it the University of Now, and we could start with you in that manner. You can consult us into that.
Yes, sir. I not only consult you in that, but I also have partners that came aboard to help me with my mission that God actually put me on the earth with, and that is to make sure that we get as many souls as possible. So say, for instance, you have a book that you wrote, and you want that book to become accredited. You want that course to become accredited. I work with a company that helps anyone that came through my publishing company. They help you to accreditate your work, your nonprofit organization information. They help you to get this accredited, so individuals that take your course, you can now receive funding from the government so that individuals don't have to pay. But if they qualify to come to your course, say, for instance, you start a school, have a nonprofit organization, or you open up a brick and mortar, they can qualify to actually come to your course. So we going to the next level, and with me going to the next level, I want to make sure that the opportunity that God gave me, I want to give it back to the body of Christ, because we have failed in so many areas.
Yes,
and so
yes.
When God explained to me that he wanted me to be, wanted to give me as a gift to the body of Christ, you know, at first I spoke to you about asking God, is this really what he wanted me to do? Because I know what goes on, but I see the hurt in children, I see the hurt in adults, and I know that it's bigger than me, and that it's not about me no more. It's about the purpose that God put me here for. So if you have a book, a ministry that you would like to get accredited, I have a company that works with me to do down payment and installments to help you while we build your university. I also work with another amazing woman who actually teaches on memberships, which engages with your list, with your audience that take your courses. So this lady has been featured on BET and also helped other individuals become six-figure business owners. So I'm excited to bring this to the body of Christ, because it's time for us to build our economics. Economics is so important at this time, because
it
economics
is.
Rule.
Yes.
Economic
yes,
rule.
Yes.
If you have money, then you can influence your atmosphere. You can influence your community. And
that's
so
right.
Many people in the body of Christ don't want to talk about economics. They don't want to talk about money. But the Bible says that money solves all. So in the process of God giving me these different scriptures that he gave to me, he made me understand that it's time for kingdom businesses to rise at this time and to launch them to the forefront. And I'm prepared to do that.
Ooh, come on now. So you mean to tell me you're not just in this for Dr. Serena? You said a couple of key things, because you said he's elevating you, that now you could go to the body of Christ and elevate them. So it's really, you know, you getting God lifts us up higher so we can lift somebody else up with us. That is so dynamic. Well, we preach that prolifically here on the network, is that it's not about what God is doing for me, but what I can do for someone else that they can do for someone else, and we can duplicate and multiply. I like those words of economics and of entrepreneurship, because anybody knows me, I don't believe anybody should plant a church without planting a business first that can support the church, where we don't have to hinder the people that we're trying to build up. Now, that's just a little segue. If you want a church planting guide from me, I have that. I can get you started immediately. But that is important for us to preach, and to preach loud, that money does talk. I don't care. Money is the root of all evil, but money talks. Money gets you into different areas. But when you're making good money, I'm talking about by being an entrepreneur or just being a business-minded person, you now can bring in the income to do the things that God has called us to do. So I applaud you in that area right there. So now you're pulling people, you're growing people up, and I know you have your own publishing company. Somebody has a book right now. What would be the first step that they would do to link with you and get your opinion?
Well, the first step that they would do, but I just want to touch a basis on something you said a little earlier. In my package, when you sign up to my package, I ask you a question. After I finish helping you get to where you need to be, what do you plan on bringing to the world? So anyone that's on the call today, I would like for them to think in their mind before they contact me. What are you planning to donate to charity, whether it be money, whether it be time, or whether it be your written works? Next, once you decide to contact me, we will have a session, and that session is an intensified session to figure out what do you already have written, are you ready to go forward now, and who will actually make that decision, because most of the time we are not just solo. Sometimes we have partners, especially in ministry. So
right.
I like to set up a conference call with everyone at one time to make sure this is something that they're ready to do, because I'm an accountability coach, and once you connect with me, the Father is saying that he's ready for you to be launched to the forefront to get what you have to go into the world.
Amen. Yeah, we need more accountability. That's something. See, I know that the listeners that are covenant here on the network are just hearing the ringing. There's the sound of the similarity in the words that we're speaking, because that's what it's all about, is reaching the lost and unsaved, and the unsaved is right at sometime on the next pew from you in church. So we have to look deep and really be accountable to holding each other. Not, you know, and I say this all the time, doctor, is that I hold myself accountable. So now I'll have a standard on how accountability is just a part of my life. So I don't have to hold you accountable, because you know my lifestyle is of accountability. So now when you come into my lifestyle, you know what to expect, because it's written all over the wall. Instead of being so sometimes people are deceiving until they get you in, then they're going to tell you, now I want to hold you accountable. It's so great to be transparent and to let people know what they're getting themselves into, but also know, let them know that this is not an easy ride. It's going to cost you something, and it's going to be some hard work put in there.
Yes, and I definitely agree with you. The first thing that I agree with is that you said that it will cost you something. Now, we're not just talking about money, even though you have to invest into the vision that God gave you, because you have to sow that seed to get that release. But next, you have to know that it's going to cost you. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some studying. It's going to take setting goals. It's going to take accomplishing those goals at that time that we plan for those goals to be accomplished. So I just want to say that, you know, most people that call me and contact me, they always tell me that I've been watching you on Facebook, and I know when I contact you, I have to be ready. And I say that, you know, I'm happy that you understand that, but if you need a listening ear or someone to consult you to what to do for your next level before you're ready, you can also contact me. Then we can go over a list. a checkoff list to make sure that you have everything in place. So I'm just excited about what God about to do in 2017 for the body of Christ. I'm excited about the souls, and I'm definitely excited about the teaching courses, because we have all kind of teaching going on in the world today, from left to right, and there's not enough teaching courses for the body of Christ for them to go out and bring individuals in so they can be disciples for the body of Christ.
Yes, yes, for the body of Christ. I share daily, and I'm so serious about that, that everybody is to be the church. We're building churches in you, and you're building the church in you as I'm building the church in me, and we can now multiply and work together, and that's important, especially you. I love to use that word a lot, the body of Christ. It's about one accord. It's about everyone being able to be utilized by God. And no, I say this too, that everyone is God's greatest miracle. So start acting like it. Let us pull you in. Let us encourage you, and let us get you there. Now, so you're at that level. What would be the next step?
The next step would be to do a down payment, because with the down payment, I like to tell all my clients this, you know, just because we're a Christian company, don't mean that we don't need funds to keep operating and to also sow into our charity. So you have to put a down payment for commitment. I know most of the time when individuals put a down payment, they commit to it and they're ready to get started. So it's just a commitment fee of a down payment so that we can get started. And once we get started, we have our VIP day, whether it be in face-to-face or whether it be on Skype or whether it be on a conference call, so that we can design an analysis for them to get started.
Amen. 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 Well, that's great. I know people are taking notes, and we're going to definitely get out your website, your email, and any information you want to get out of there. But do you have a word today that you would like to share with our audience? I know we've talked about the businesses, but I know as a motivator and as a coach, the Lord gives you a word that you may want to share today with our audience. I would like to take that opportunity now if you do.
The word that I'm going to give is the same word that God gave me when I first started the university set up, and that word is when the waters are troubled. And when the waters are troubled, most of the time we're looking for other individuals to come and lift us up and come and help us get to our next level. And we see so many other individuals going to their next level. We see them walking by. We see them getting help. We see the help put them in the water. We see them come out with a miracle. And most of the time, individuals get discouraged and just stay where they are. But I want the individuals that's in the body of Christ and know that they're anointed and know that they have a purpose and know that that purpose needs to have the touch and the anointing from Christ. That's the ones that I'm talking to today. When Christ walks up to you and tell you that, ask you, why are you laying there? When you hear that small voice inside of you and that small voice asks you, why are you laying there? Are you ready to move forward? And Christ reaches you a way to move forward, reaches you a way. And we all know once Christ reaches you a way to move forward, he has disciples that's going to come and connect with you. So when you take that first step to believe, to come out of that situation that you're in, to come out of that circumstance that you're in, and you take that first step and believe the words that Christ said to you when he asked you, was you ready to pick up your mat and walk also, pick up your whole spiritual being and prepare yourself to connect. Because once Christ do that, you can prepare yourself to connect with individuals that's divinely assigned to you. Everybody not assigned to our purpose. And Pastor E, I understand this from connecting with you. That's why I love to listen to you talk about Christ, because I can hear if I was listening to my father talk about Christ and talk about the love of the world. And I also want to say this word. It goes along with the word that I just talked about. So many Christians' faith have been being tried and grinding. Everybody been grinding away at your faith. I know, because I've been through the situations. I know what it is to become bitter and to isolate yourself and to cringe when it's time to connect with other people. But I'm saying today, as well as I told myself when I decided to get up and allow God to lift me higher, to just move forward. You have to let go of the bitterness of the situations that you went through. Yes, it's going to take time. It's going to take healing. It's going to take for you to keep moving forward, stepping forward. But as you move forward and step forward, I know that my Father is going to send individuals to you that was designed and created to help you heal. Certain individuals have been through the same thing that you have been through. So they waiting to connect with you so that they can show you, not just show you, because when I'm doing something for the kingdom of God, I'm doing it so that my Father can smile. So everything that I do, I ask my Father, is this the way you want it? Everything that I do, I want to make sure that this is the way that Christ did it. So I want to leave with this. When you, and it goes along with the whole package of what we're talking about today. If you stay where you are, thinking about if I should move forward with this, or if I should move forward my ministry, or if I should write this book, or if I should start this university, I want you to understand that you could be the next doorway for that person that's feeling isolated, that's feeling left out, that's feeling neglected. You can be that next door to connect them to individuals that you connected to, and also to bless them as Christ blessed all of us when he died on the cross.
Amen. And yes, he did. He did it just for me, just as well as he did it just for you. That's dynamic, because there are still people in, and this has been a subject that's ringing across our network and other covenant networks with us, is the fact that church hurt and ministry hurt is still running rampant. And people don't come back to church, and people don't want to go to church because of being hurt. That is something that I implore everyone to take it personal with God and to make it your relationship with him, because I love you saying that, because everything I do for him. I mean, even though I'm helping other people, and even though I'm out doing a lot of different things for the body of Christ, it's because of God, because I want him to be magnified and lifted up, that I was able to share that love with others. But also, as I'm giving, I'm telling others, hey, you have to give too. Don't just look at your circumstances, but understand that God is blessing you now to see what you're going to do in that moment. Are you just going to jump your hands up and say, oh, I have this, and stay there? Or are you going to move to the next level and say, no, I want better? And that's an encouraging word this morning. What is your website that you would like our listeners? We're going to open up the lines and see if there's any questions this morning, if anybody has something before we get ready to close out. But what information do you have you want to get out for our listeners to get in touch with you?
I want to give the listening audience my voicemail contact information so that they can be able to contact me. If I don't answer, could you please leave a message? The number is 479-259-2189. Again, the number is 479-259-2189. You can also reach me at PCSPublishingUniversity@gmail.com.
Amen, amen, amen. Say that again, PCS.
Publishing University. @gmail.com.
Amen, amen, amen. That's great, because I know it may not be on this live call, but it through the archive listeners and the ones that listen tomorrow and the next day, that information will be vital for them to get in touch with you and to start their project. That's dynamic. We want to open up the lines. Anybody have a question for Dr. Serena or just a prayer request? There may be somebody on this call that got on here thinking they didn't know why they're here, and you don't even know the Jesus that we're talking about. We want you to dial one right away, and we want to get you a starter kit so you can be right up here with us right now, believing and trusting and following Jesus as his disciple. But if you could dial one right now and come into the call for any questions at this time. So what do you have going on now? Are you still in the Texas area?
No, sir. I'm in Arkansas right now.
Girl, you move. What are them boys doing? Are they in a good school up there?
Yeah, my boys in a good school. They're in the school that they was in when they was by my mother. So yeah, my boys are down there in Texas, in Houston, Texas. My son is about to graduate because he's being looked at the NFL. My other son, my youngest son, he's in like pre-college courses, like taking advanced classes, the gifted classes. So I didn't just want to move them out of, you know, out of that school where they're taking those classes at.
Well, Houston is a good school area. I, as we, I'm very familiar with Houston. Great schools out there, especially great coaching and great men builders out there. So we're definitely praying for them at all times. But you're in Arkansas now. What you got going on up there?
In Arkansas, I'm at the company that I was at before, but I'm up here with my friend. I've asked everybody to pray for her. Her name is Deborah Cumberbatch. To pray for her as well. I was wondering why God brought me back to Arkansas, but I know why he brought me back to Arkansas now, and that's to be assistance to my friend. So I don't know when the next time he's going to move me. So I know that I'm just, you know, joyful for being here. But when you truly work for God, I don't think that God said when you decide to put your hand to the kingdom, it's many places you have to go. Even if you don't know why you're going in those places, God use you and bring you to other places. But fortunately, I've been only going from Arkansas to Houston to Louisiana and Nigeria.
Amen, amen. Well, you get, I see you on fire and constantly. I know one thing, and I this is without a doubt. If the Lord tells you something, you will go. You'll go. You will go.
Yes.
Yes, that's likeness because I've lived a lot of states. I'm not gonna put on how many I've lived in, but I've been all over the United States and the world. So I know God will move you. Now the world part, that was through the military and through some of my own personal things. But to this day, I'm just grateful that when God tells us to do something, we're listening. And if we listen, somebody else will listen, and then somebody else will listen, and then now we're starting to really. I asked the people yesterday on one of my broadcasts, are we ready for an epidemic of Jesus? And it has to start with me, and I have to, you know, be ready to spread. Woo, glory! I have to be ready to spread that Jesus as well as the next person, so we can make an epidemic of Jesus. We don't have any callers, so I guess anyone is not, if they're going to contact, they'll contact you later. Any closing remarks today here on the broadcast before we sign off?
Yes, my closing remark today is just be Christ. That's it. Just be Christ. Just be Christ. Just let Christ be your mentor and your example, because we need that mindset in today's time to keep fulfilling our purpose today in the earth. And I want to say thank you to everyone.
God bless you, woman of God. We love you, we honor you, and we appreciate you. Listeners, we want to continue to invite one. Tomorrow, I need you to meet me at the temple. We are ministering at Temple of Everlasting in Compton tomorrow. I'm pulling up the flyer so I can get the address and everything correct. I do not want to give out any false information, but we need you to come out and fellowship with us tomorrow at 11 a.m. The address is 1302 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. It's right off the corner of Poinsettia and Compton Boulevard, which is one that's the block west of Long Beach Boulevard. Very easy to find. Dynamic Ministry, Temple of Everlasting. The host pastors there are Bishop H.B. Martin and Prophetess Edie Martin, that have invited me to come. And the word tomorrow is the second time around. I've been holding on to this word since I was at their church about 3 weeks ago, and it's bursting out of me. I can't wait till tomorrow to get it out because I wanted to give it away, but the Lord has hushed me not to share a bit. But you got to come tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sunday, March 12th, which is tomorrow. Now, it's daylight saving time, so we want to pump it up because you put your clocks ahead an hour. Don't be late. Do it. Remember that the time has changed, and to be at Temple of Everlasting tomorrow, 11 a.m., 1302 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to receive a word from the Lord to release tomorrow. It's going to be dynamic. meet us out there tomorrow. Now, this is real talk. This is for our covenant partners that are joining with us in the city of Compton in feeding, clothing, helping the homeless, helping the lost and unsaved. We want to promote Diamonds in the City of Compton. Now, Diamonds in the City is a program through Sylvia Nunn's Angels there at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. And that is a mentoring partnership of ladies that come out that have made it and that want to sow back into the young ladies of Compton. We need you to come out every first and third Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We get together and I'm a part of helping through the ministerial thing to help with any questions and things that people may have, young people, old anybody, but also that the ladies could come together and fellowship and then share their ministries together with other people. How to be ladies. I mean, just you guys know what to talk about, but we want to invite you out for that. But also every Saturday at 12 noon, if you know someone that needs food, they need to come out 12 noon every Saturday at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, again at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. And she gives out Cynthia Nunn, who is over that community center there. It gives out food every Saturday, and we want to promote that. And if you know someone, give them a call. Tell them to come on out. She has canned goods. I think she even have she has some meats and some juices and milks and things like that. Come on out to Sylvia Nunn's Angels for the food giveaway every Saturday at 12 noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. And here is an announcement I want to make to my covenant partners that we will be doing this Easter, April 16th. We will be preaching in the park at Pocket Park, right across the street from Sylvia Nunn. We're going to partner with her, and we're going to do this as a family fellowship day. We're going to have the word at 10 a.m. We're going to feed at 11:30 a.m., and we're going to do an Easter egg hunt at 1:30 p.m. at Pocket Park, right across the street from Sylvia Nunn's. And we are going to fellowship Jesus. Yes, he's risen, but we are going to resurrect the city. And we have three things going on. We have word going forth. Amen. We got food going on. We need volunteers. We need donations. But we have clothes going on. We're gonna be sorting clothes starting today. If you want to volunteer, come on out to Sylvia Nunn's today. I'll be out there around 12 myself. Help us sort clothes, because we're going to have a clothes store that people can come and shop. And it's for everything free. Come on, say it with me. F-R-E-E. Everything is free. Come on out and get an outfit, get a meal, but most importantly, get a word from the Lord. Resurrection Sunday, April 16th, preaching in the park, Pocket Park. It's not a big park, so we're gonna have as many chairs as we can get in there. We're believing God for an awesome move. It's a come as you are. We don't need now if you want to dress up, that's on you, but we're looking for people to come as they are and just sit down and let's fellowship together. Yes, the word first, then second, we're going to feed you, and then third, we're going to clothe you, and then we're going to fellowship with you and try to give any assistance we can with services that will also be there. We're asking people to come out and have booths and to share with people that need housing and need financial assistance and things like that, and just need some help to get paperwork filled out, go to unemployment office and things like that. We are talking about a real resurrection on April 16th at Pocket Park, across the street from Sylvia Nunn's Angels, right across the street. We're going to do that thing, and we're going to do it big. And so we need your help, but we need your prayers. We need your participation. We need your donations. We need your clothes. We need whatever. It's time to clean the closet, do spring cleaning now, and let's get this stuff out here, and let's bless the people of the city of Compton, and then the city of LA, and then we'll go to other places, but you got to start somewhere, and we're going to start right where we have an opportunity from God, and that is at Pocket Park. Oh, come on now. That is Pocket Park. I'm going to say it again. Pocket Park, right across the street from Sylvia Nunn's Angels. Resurrection Sunday in the park with Pastor E, P2P Ministries, and Sylvia Nunn's Angels. We're working on the flyer and the event now, and it should be promoted by Monday. Again, I cannot overemphasize the importance. I want to see you personally tomorrow at Temple of Everlasting, 1302 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221 at 11 a.m. And if you want to make it a full day with Pastor E at 4 p.m., the Gospel Explosion at First Charity Baptist Church on Rosecrans is kicking off, and we are going to make a network appearance there and let the and just see, just listen to some good singing. Amen. But that's what's going on, and we need to support one another. That's why I will promote all these events and commit to being there. I'm asking you to show up too. Well, family, God bless you today. This has been Real Talk with Pastor E. I thank God for you, and I thank God that you understand as well as I do is that, first of all, to be real with God is to understand there are going to be some obstacles. There are going to be some things going on. I'm keeping it real with you this morning. There are some things you are not going to be happy about. There are going to be some things that are going to be very uncomfortable. There are going to be some things that just seem like it just shouldn't happen to me. Well, why not me? Because if it wasn't me, it's going to be you. If it's not you, it's going to be me. But it's not what you do, family. It's how you do it. And we must stand as a body. We must stand as Christians. We must stand as individuals. I'm keeping it real in my closing segment today, that we keep it real, that we stand on the promises of God, even when. Remember, we even said that yesterday on Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose, is that you have to know that you have to be ready to go through some trials. James. Go back here. We gonna close with James today. Hallelujah. Let me get this stuff out the way. I wasn't planning on preaching nothing, and I'm not gonna preach. So don't hang up on me. I'm just gonna share this one scripture with you. Woo, glory. I know if you didn't need to hear it, I do. It says in chapter 1 of James, verse 2, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when falling into various trials, knowing that testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." See, it's not just the point of going through. You go through with purpose because you know in the end you'll lack nothing. Come on, somebody. You'll know, you'll be lifting your hand saying, "Let the redeemed say so," because you didn't go around. And I know I went around so many times. And when you go around, you just keep going around. You never stop. You never start to go through, because going through is purpose. You have to step over into up into that realm. You have to step into it, because you could make excuses, and yes, you can go around and you can do a lot of things that will cause you a lot more. Because remember this: if you don't go through, you end up right back where you started from, and then it goes into an imploding principle in your life that now it's everything sucked in. All you have coming into you is fear, doubt, pain, and depression. But we are supposed to explode from the inside out, and that is by the joy of the Lord. Count it all joy when falling into into various trials and temptations also, knowing that testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And in closing, I'm going to say this. Don't you know, most of us are one thought away from lacking nothing. Now, I'm going to say it like this, and this is keeping it real here on the network. If one negative thought comes in, you've destroyed the blessing that is right there for you. Oh, my God. My thought can now change my circumstance. So I have to be ready to call it joy, even when it doesn't sound right. I call it joy because it's not my will, but God's will. Even when it don't smell, I count it joy because it's not my will. Even when it don't, it's not figuring out for my good, I count it all joy, because I want God to be glorified when I go through and come out. And they say, "You came out without a scratch. You came out better than you went in." See, because when I went around, I just kept getting wore down. It's like riding a bicycle. You got a lot of momentum. You pumping that bicycle, and then all of a sudden, the chain breaks. But you got so much momentum, you never notice it. You still pedaling. But all of a sudden, you start to slow down. And then you notice you're going nowhere. And eventually, you will fall over. See, that's the thing of going around. It's like pedaling and pedaling, but you're going nowhere. You're ending up right back where you started from. You're doing the same things you used to do. You are looking just like you used to look. But a new creation is something never, ever, ever been done before. And that's right now. Every 5 seconds, I'm trying to be new in Christ in my mind. So I can ward off that negative thought that is stopping my, what did he say? What did he say? That you can have, that you can be complete? No, you can be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Look at those elevations, those steps of elevation of going higher, leaning in the direction of God. Oh, no. I know the song says, oh, he's leaning in my direction. No, I want to change that because I'm leaning in his direction. I'm going to a perfect place. I'm going to a complete place. I'm going to a lacking nothing place. And let me tell you right now before we close out, that place is available for you right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to hold on, sister, brother. You don't have to be paddling around. You can walk in it right now, but it has to start in your mind. Oh, glory. And count it all joy. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for this opportunity to join together again, Lord, to speak a word of truth and of one accord. But we thank you, Lord, that we are not the same as we came. We are changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds because of you. So, Lord, be magnified, be glorified, be lifted up on earth as it is in heaven, that you can find us pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, family.
Who told the ocean you can only come? family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.